perhaps you'd like to get into broadcasting yourself and learn what being on the radio is like. Here's an opportunity. We have classes. We train people. We will train you. Yeah,
people that you may hear on OPB or other places in the world and broadcasting have been trained here. And you could be one of those people. We have a youth collective, young people, their teens into maybe the early 20s. I can't remember the range, but you know, these are people who are creating news and telling it to you about them, their area of knowledge, their, you know, youth. So KBOO.fm, donate now. And back to the news, or the next thing on the agenda, I should say, here at KBOO Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the film Malcolm X, playing at the Clinton Street Theater February 21st and the 22nd at 7 p.m. Starring Denzel Washington, this biographical film about Malcolm X by Spike Lee will be playing to honor the 50th anniversary of Malcolm X assassination. That's the film, Malcolm X, playing at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland, on Saturday, February 21st, and Sunday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm. on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening, Portland. You're listening to Labor Radio on KBOO-FM 90.7 Portland. I'm your host, Ann McDonald, here with your other host, Fernando Gappison. Say hi, Fernando.
Good evening, folks.
Tonight we're going to talk about some upcoming events, and our guest is Casey Ems from the Grand Central Bakery to talk about some issues at his work site. So first, I'd like to talk a little bit about the 15 Now rally in Salem. Fernando, you couldn't make it.
I was there.
Were you there? Man, there were hundreds of people there, and I talked to a few of them. I was too busy doing Ronald McDonald's makeup to actually see you, Fernando. And we had speakers from, leaders from PICUN and CASA. It's a farm workers union and Latino immigrants rights organization. Don't Shoot Portland was there. Leaders from SEIU, OSEA, OEA, PAT, a lot of teachers out there. And healthcare workers, food service workers, hospitality workers. Man, the Teamsters drove by with their big truck a couple of times. It was really exciting.
Marion Polk County Central Labor Council had a really big presence as well.
Yeah. I think it really, we made some noise about the $15 minimum wage issue. All working people deserve to make a living wage, and we're getting there. There's a bill being introduced to legislature this year, and you know, if you haven't heard about it, 15 Now, pdx.org. And if you would like to support that cause, on February 18th at 2 p.m. at City Hall, 15 Now is presenting the council, City Council, with revisions to Portland's fair wage policy. This policy affects custodians, security guards, parking attendants, concession workers, and these people are making right now about, $10.38 an hour, a little more of that. And with the fair wage policy, it says that the city should be paying workers a living wage. And if you think a living wage is closer to 15, perhaps above, sign up to speak, come out and just show up. 2 p.m. at City Hall, February 18th. Demand 15 for contracted workers in the city. Demand 15 for all city workers, for everybody. This is just one step in that process. And let's see. Also coming up every Friday this month, Don't Shoot Portland is celebrating Black History Month with their Bridging the Gap series. It's every Saturday in February from 3:30 to 7:30 at Dubs, which is in St. John's, 9520 North Lombard. They're serving soul food and common unity. Explore race as it pertains to revolutions, protests, and the civil rights movement in America. It's a family-friendly event, and there's going to be members of lots of local movements and neighborhoods. I'm going to check it out, I think maybe this Saturday, at least for the soul food. You like chicken and waffles, Fernanda?
Chicken and waffles are good.
Yeah. I'm from Arkansas, so I like cornbread. But I also like unity, so I'll be there for that, too. And what else is going on? Yes. SEIU Local 49 and Unite Here Local 8 are joining forces to demand that the Port of Portland pass minimum standards, to ensure that bad contracting decisions by huge corporations at the airport don't hurt workers or the community. We want decent benefits, good wages, job security, safety, and respect for all workers at the airport. So the Airport Workers Port Commission meeting is at the Portland International Airport, meeting in the lobby of the port headquarters at 7200 Northeast Airport Way this Wednesday, February 11th at 9 a.m. If you're not working, go support some airport workers who would like to be working for a living, like most of us would. And then one other event I want to plug, because I was really hoping to go and I'm going to miss it, so this is what I'm doing instead. Tuesday, February 17th at 7:15 a.m. at St. Andrew's Church, 806 Northeast Alberta, the Jobs with Justice, a fantastic group, is doing a faith labor breakfast. And this event is pretty popular with the labor community in this town and the faith community. If you this year's theme is wage theft, robbing workers and our communities. Wage theft is reaching epidemic proportions, so come find out how it affects workers in Oregon and what you can do to help. Tickets are $10, but they will not turn you away for lack of funds. I'm hoping they're serving waffles. And then, Fernando, you've got an event that you're looking forward to near and dear to your heart.
Well, you know, in addition to 15 now, there has to be the development of a comprehensive legislative strategy that deals with multiple issues of poverty. And on February 11th, from about 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're going to have a rally on the Capitol steps in Salem that's organized by the Healthcare for All Oregon Coalition. And we're hoping to achieve support and legislation to have single-payer health care become a reality in the state of Oregon. In addition, on February 16th, there's going to be hearings on the issue of sick leave, earned sick leave for all workers in Oregon. Critical issues that have to be passed legislatively, because even some union contracts and hundreds of workers under union contracts don't have sick leave and they don't have health care. So, you know, that is not even addressing the thousands and thousands of workers in Oregon who don't have any health care. So we're inviting everybody out, and there's buses that'll be leaving Portland. And if people want to find out how to get on a bus from Portland or Hillsboro or Beaverton, look at the website www.hcao.org and look that up, and you'll find out how to get a bus to Salem.
Those bus rides to Salem are fun. We did that with the 15 Now rally. And I wasn't able to be on the bus because I was in Newport that day. But I heard it was a blast and people were just really having a good time. So yeah, that healthcare bus rally is going to be great.
We could do something on Facebook.
So we're going to take a break to get a plug for our fundraiser.
And good evening, good evening. This is Ani.
And I'm Amy.
And we are here asking for your support for Community Radio, KBOO, because we're the station that brings you amazing programs like Labor Radio, like Prison Pipeline coming up later, like any of the evening news and public affairs shows. We have so much information and interviews, news you can use that inspires and keeps you informed and keeps us together as a community. Right now, I got to say, it's well worth your support. Give us, actually, you can't call us, but you can run to your website connectivity, be that the device in your pocket or on your desk, and go to kboo.fm/give. You can join us online quickly, painlessly. Right now, we are experiencing a few phone difficulties. Apparently, there are some outages in the neighborhood for phone use, but you can still connect with us online at kboo.fm. You'll be glad you did.
Mm-hmm. Because the stories that Labor Radio are bringing to you right now are ones that I know you care about. Otherwise, you wouldn't be tuning in. We've got the 15 Now movement and movements towards single-payer health care in Oregon, and also the new union starting at Grand Central Bakery, all really exciting stuff going on, and of course the event at Port of Portland. And this is the stuff that you wouldn't hear normally on air. It's a lot of the major corporate media is anti-union, generally, and unions are so important for everyone.
It's so true, and we give it to you from the workers' perspective. You know, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting does these studies every now and again to see how much airtime is given to various perspectives. And when we do hear about labor issues, when we do hear about worker issues or business issues in the mainstream media, we hear about it from the boss's perspective. We hear about it as, you know, those workers that are problems, really. That's not the way we give it to you here at KBOO. We are here from the grassroots. We are your independent media resource. We are funded by you. We are you. We are your community radio station. Right now, we are asking for your support during our winter membership drive, looking to raise $85,000 to keep us independent and strong together. And you can be a part of that right now by going to kboo.fm and contributing online. Becoming a member of KBOO just takes a few moments of your time. And as you do that, you'll know that you are moving into being a participating, active member of community radio, not just a passive listener. It takes everyone doing a little bit of concerted action to keep the station on the air, and we're asking you to do your part right now at kboo.fm.
All right. Thanks for that. So we're here tonight with Casey Ems, a Grand Central Bakery worker, who's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on at his work site. Casey, thank you for coming to see us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So how long have you worked at Grand Central Bakery?
About 5.5 years.
Yeah. And what did you do there?
I worked in the cafe retail at the Northwest location, which was recently shut down. Doing a little bit of everything. Doing dishwashing and making sandwiches and espresso drinks and helping customers. And, yeah.
Cafe stuff?
Yeah.
Right on. So what happened with the closure at the store in the Northwest?
Well, they announced on January 4th that they were going to be closing down that cafe. It was a little bit of a surprise for a lot of us. Those of us who have been working in the cafe, we found out right then and there in front of about 30 or so coworkers. And it was a pretty big shock. And then we asked them for some preferential rehiring treatment for those of us who have been there. Like, I've been there for like 5.5 years. There was other people who have been there longer. And people who have been there shorter, of course, but they're all really hardworking. And they said, no, we're not going to help you funnel you off into other parts of the company, even though you've put so much time and effort into all this. After doing a community delegation on the 16th, they still said no. And that was a really powerful moment. We had a bunch of workers that came part of it and a bunch of community members. Almost 30 of us were there total.
Wow.
And so, like, it was a really powerful moment. And we're hoping that was going to help influence them. It did not. In fact, they decided to move up the closure date, which was set for March 31st originally. They pushed that up to less than a week later.
So they have positions open, and they've laid off workers because they closed that store, but they don't want to keep those workers and use them in other positions that they have available, even though they've had those workers for years on end.
Yeah, we have to compete with anyone on Craigslist for them. And so it's just kind of this like a slap in the face, it feels like, after like doing so much, working there so long and having like so much loyalty and just, yeah.
So where are you at now? What are you hoping to accomplish? You're trying to get organized? Where are you at?
Well, it's like those of us got laid off want to have that ability to have some sort of a, like an extra bump for trying to apply for jobs back there. And then there's also just so many like wonderful people that work there that still really feel they really need support. They feel disrespected. They feel like they need a little extra help. They feel underrepresented. They feel overworked. And I feel like this is why we have unions. This is why we do this. It's because we need to be able to support each other.
And you have a union now that you're organizing with?
Yeah, organizing with Laborers 43.
Right on.
Yeah.
What are your feelings about, you know, like what direction this is taking? Are the workers really strongly banding together? You feel like you're gaining a lot of good energy?
Yeah, I do. It's been exciting. It's been seeing like leaps and bounds and seeing support come from so many people, and it's been great.
Yeah. So why, you know, sometimes, you know, a lot of workers, they get laid off and they move on, you know, shucks, try to find another job. So why are you putting the energy into fighting this? It takes a lot of energy to organize a workplace.
Yeah. Well, aside from just like the overall brass tacks, you know, it's like, you know, financially, and if I started like a food service job somewhere else, I'll probably be starting at like close to minimum wage. And I've put in so much time at Grand Central that I feel like I know that job. I do it well. And it doesn't really like support me. I was making closer to like a living wage then, and you know, benefits and all that stuff. But also, it's also the connection I have with my coworkers, being a part of like multiple fundraisers for coworkers that were injured in the past, and going to be missing work over like a long period of time and getting a little extra help paying for bills and stuff like that. Some of these people have become like my best friends, and I really care about them. I spent like most of my last holidays with all these folks, and so it is like its own little community.
Is that what you really love about the workplace, that sense of community, that Grand Central people take pride in where they're at and
yeah,
in each other?
For sure. I mean, I spend most of my partner was also laid off, and like she was working there too, and so it's like we're both like going through like this whole we're going through all this together.
Yeah.
And it's hard to like support each other and to try to be there for each other.
How many of you are involved?
Involved or were laid off? I'm sorry.
That were laid off. How many workers are affected?
There were 10 of us that were laid off. 11 originally, but one of them was able to get work it out. She was working at our store and at a different store as well. And so she was able to get some more hours, and I believe she's starting to get like full scheduled again.
And so you started organizing yourselves, is that correct?
Yeah, we did it kind of like under the radar with ourselves for the past like 5 years or so. I got with like those like little actions over like trying to take breaks that we weren't getting originally, and supporting another coworker that had gotten fired a couple of years ago, and doing an internal petition for that, got about close to 20% of the company to sign on to why this coworker should be rehired and why we need to have a more clear disciplinary process.
And how did you find community support? How did you get the community involved in your struggle?
That greatly had to do with the support we got from Laborers. Laborers are fairly new with like helping out with us, but they've been doing a great job, and they've been really supportive as far as like getting the community involved, but whereas before we've been just kind of doing it on our own.
All right. I think we're going to take a quick break here. You can hear some more from our lovely fundraisers to help support your favorite community radio station.
Hello, this is Amy. I'm here with Ani back in the Pledge Central. We're asking you to surf on over to kboo.fm/give to make your donation to support great radio like Labor Radio. It's a really important time they do so right now. We're in our winter membership drive, and you support great media like this. So
you can do it easily by clicking kboo.fm. It is the way to join us this afternoon here during our winter membership drive, kboo.fm, or perhaps come in person. Come down to 20 Southeast 8th, here just a half block south of Burnside, and you can get a tour of the station. You can see how your money is spent. We'll show you our studios. You can meet the folks that provide the content that your dollars support. That's the joy of independent media. That's the joy of community-supported media. Your dollars make the lights stay on and keep us going, keep the transmitter going, keep the signal flowing. But volunteers directly from the community provide the content. Come on in, take the trainings, and actually make the radio you're listening to right now. It's really kind of a big circle. It's an important thing to participate in. If you are a believer in community radio, if you are listening to community radio right now, then please do support it with some of your money. Just go ahead and click kboo.fm. Just $5 a month or $10 a month, you can give in a sustainable way so that a significant contribution can be made over the course of a year in easy, tiny, bite-sized chunks. Just $5 a month, it's a grand way to do it. I know it's much easier for me to contribute a small donation monthly than it is for me to cough up any, $120 or $240 all at once. But I can do $20 a month. And right now, I'm asking you, my friend, go ahead and check it out. Can you contribute $20 a month to KBOO Community Radio? Go ahead and click kboo.fm. Go online and join us. There's a tip jar there on the homepage, or you can get directly to a giving screen by going to kboo.fm/give.
And if you do pledge at that $20 a month level, then you get our nice hoodie. It's a KBOO hoodie, very trendy. Everybody will know you support great local.
They're really cool. I like
media. Yeah. And so you'll be part of the Cool Kids Club. Everybody see you downtown, be like, yo, you support KBOO, me too. That's awesome. And I wanted to give you a couple of stories that were featured here on Labor Radio that were really important that just happened this last year. So Clarence Thomas, a leader of the African American Longshore Coalition from Bay Area, gave the story of the oldest and most militant local on the West Coast, that ILWU Local 10, and Margaret Butler, Director of Jobs with Justice, and Lorene Shear, Director of Organizing for Service Employees International Union Local 503, gave us a rundown on how to organize a union at your workplace. So Labor Radio, it's a weekly show. It's really important in letting you know how you can actually begin, like our guests right now, to do something important in your workplace to make sure your work is valued, the work of your coworkers is valued, and you hear it here at KBOO. So go online to kboo.fm/give and make a donation to keep programming like this possible.
That's right. It's information you can use. It's actually relevant information to your lives. It's not a lot of celebrity chatter and stuff that keeps you distracted and entertained. It's none of that. What we do is we give you straight news from the communities, things that will help keep you connected to the larger movement. Looking at the International Longshoremen's Workers, it's Longshore Workers Union. It's an incredible story. Those interviews have been inspiring. Clarence Thomas is an inspiring character. He really is. Hearing him talk, it's second to none, really. And when we hear these stories, we're stronger together. When we get information about how to create a unionized workforce at our own places of employment, that's information we can directly use to empower our lives, to make the world a better place right now, right, together. And that's the the power of community radio. Please do contribute. Join KBOO Community Radio right now. You can do so online at kboo.fm, or you can come on down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue here in person. Amy and I would love to meet you. We would love to give you a tour of the station. We'd love to talk to you about what you love about KBOO, your community radio station, and how you see yourself as a part of this bigger picture, as a part of the bigger whole. That is one of the things that KBOO is here to do. We are not only here to provide great music and information, we are here actually as a part of a social change movement, as independent media. That is really one of the loftier goals that we have here at this community radio station, and we do it with your generous support. So right now is the time to join KBOO or to renew your membership. Go ahead and go to the website kboo.fm/give and contribute today.
Welcome back. So we're speaking with Casey Ems from the Grand Central Bakery. They're trying to organize with Labor's Local 483, struggling with some layoffs that have happened recently, and just some workers trying to get back to work. So Casey, there's a big, pretty good labor community in this town. I'm also a member of the Laborers Local 483. As a zoo worker, I was part of the organizing drive for food workers at the zoo a couple of years ago. And I was really surprised when I got involved in that process at how much support. All you gotta do is ask, and people are just really ready and raring in this town to jump up and lend a hand to a worker in need. So what has your experience been like, in this process with community support, and what other groups have you seen as helping you out?
Oh, it's been great. So a long time we were organizing with the Industrial Workers of the World. Great bunch of folks over there. And then since joining with the laborers, we've gotten so much like more public support, because like back then it was like more like a under the table type of organizing campaign, wanted to be kind of quiet about things. But since like being with like laborers, we're getting so much support from Jobs of Justice and PDX Now, or 15 PDX Now, is that
15 Now PDX?
15 Now, yeah. PDX, yes, yeah, sorry. And just seeing so many people like sign that petition we have going on right now at change.org, and seeing so many people just be part of like that community delegation was just so amazing. It was so empowering. I did not feel like we were alone like we were for so long. So it's great.
Bridging those communities of solidarity, one of Fernando's favorite phrases.
Well, it's the whole idea that a community of solidarity is basically the idea that there's going to be a critical mass of people that will not stand for injustice in their community. And so the thing is that Grand Central is like immediately it's become apparent to like thousands of people in the Portland area that this is something, a fight for justice, you know, and that we should gather together and support this struggle. I remember when we were fighting wage theft, and one worker who had been denied her proper wages, we had over 100 people rally, put pressure on the employer to pay money, wages that were owed, that otherwise, she wouldn't have been able to get paid. And the thing is that this community of folks, and it's thousands of folks, and it's a culture and an expectation that's been developed here in this area amongst a variety of organizations, you know, that will fight for folks, will fight for justice for African Americans who are being unjustly, being murdered in the streets. And so, you know, I mean, the thing is that people won't tolerate that kind of stuff here. And quite frankly, it's happening throughout the United States, where people are grouping together and fighting injustice.
Oh, yes. Nationwide, food service workers have been striking and getting active for 15 in a union. In Portland, we haven't seen any strikes at McDonald's or anything like that, but, you know, Portland favors its local restaurants, so maybe Grand Central Bakery or workers organizing for the right to form a union is kind of our Portland way. You know, instead of McDonald's workers, we've got our Grand Central Bakery yeah. workers, which is pretty cool. So, real quick, if anybody wants to support your campaign, where can they go to sign the change.org petition or to learn more?
Yeah, we have a petition going on change.org. You can find that on the Laborers 483, La Yuna 483 Facebook page and website.
LIUNA 483.org.
Laborers yeah. International Union of North America.
All right, looks like we are about out of time this week. Thank you, Casey, for coming in today. It's been great talking to you. And Fernando, it's good to hang out again.
See you again in a month.
All right, thank you, Portland, for listening to Labor Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Overlook Restaurant located at 1332 North Skidmore, a locally owned establishment for over 40 years serving American classics.